We're going to cover two articles about Epic versus the Apple Wars. And this first article is from a newsletter called Hit Point, titled The House Always Wins. And in this post, the author, Nathan Brown, notes that, where was it? Yeah, late last week, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected appeals of both Epic and Apple in the long-running antitrust lawsuit between the two companies. So essentially what he's saying is, like, on Epic's side, they wanted to open App Store and open payments to be more competitive. And unfortunately, that was not able to happen. And Tim Sweeney had a post, which I can show you right here. The Supreme Court denied both sides' appeals of the Epic versus Apple antitrust case. The battle to open iOS to competing stores and payments is lost in the United States, a sad outcome for all developers. Now, on the flip side, the article also notes that back in September of 2021, the court ruled in favor of Epic to stop, quote, prohibiting developers from including in their apps and their metadata buttons, external links, or other calls to action that direct customers to alternative purchasing mechanisms. So it would seem that there is sort of a partial win for Epic, but then Hit Points also suggests that they believe Apple's been planning for this. And essentially they note that within hours of the Supreme Court's decision rolled out a new third-party payment policy. And it's a policy that Hit Point is describing as, quote, so craven, so vindictive, so utterly counter to the spirit, if not the letter of the ruling, that I almost have to respect it. And basically the new policy is that even if a dev studio uses an alternate payment method, like an XOLA or something like that, they are still expected to pay Apple a 27% cut of the purchase price. So they're basically just leaving room for like a 3% charge from an external payment provider, but really leaving the economics to the developer at about the same rate. So even if that external payments provider takes 3%, Apple's going to take the 27%, you're still back at 30%. And so that's that article. On a side note, I will say, if people have not already checked out my interview with Tim Sweeney, it's a bit dated, but back in 2021, I actually literally did the very last interview with Tim Sweeney just before the battle between Epic and Apple kicked off. And for me, it was a really insightful interview. You know, if I do have to kind of pat myself on the back and say so myself, but like, you know, I got some good feedback on it. Like, a really senior exec at Epic wrote me that he thought it was like the best interview in his opinion that Tim had done. I heard from a friend of mine who joined Epic that the video is actually part of their onboarding docs or something like that, one of their onboarding things. But anyway, it's called The Economy of the Metaverse. If you go to the Game Makers YouTube channel, I would definitely recommend you give it a watch. And Arthur, you also have an article.
Yeah, we're talking wars. Some big money here. According to Reuters, Apple seeks $73 million in fees from Epic Games themselves from this antitrust fight. They made a request on Tuesday to a U.S. judge in California hours after the Supreme Court reject appeals from Epic Games and Apple challenging parts of the lower court's order in this antitrust case. And according to the quote from this article, Apple negotiated, monitored, and ultimately paid its bills as it became due. California's law requires Apple be fully compensated for those reasonable expenses, according to, I believe, Epic Games. so it's just another. It's a financial loss. That's a lot of money going towards Apple from this fight. So honestly, with the article you just read, House always does win, and they just won twice more in this case.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they win or not, I guess, in terms of the legal fees. But yeah, it does seem a little bit, yeah, it's a lot. But at the same time, I think for Epic and Apple, you know, on the grand scale of things, in terms of the amount of revenue that they make, maybe not so big, but
just a little pocket change for some coffee.